Hey, podcast listeners, before we dive into today's episode, I have some exciting news to share with you. My new book and first ever trade book, Peace is a Practice, comes out so soon, February 15th. In this book, I get more practical and personal than ever before, and I can't wait for you to read it. Be sure to check out the show notes for a link to read a free chapter of the book and pre-order your copy today. Pre-orders really help authors get their books out there, so if you're able to pre-order before it comes out February 15th, thank you, and thank you times a million. Thank you so much for your support of this work, and now on to today's episode. Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Today's episode is an invitation into curiosity. What I love about curiosity is that curiosity can thrive even if you don't feel motivated or inspired from the second you wake up. Curiosity doesn't require us to be prolific or creative every second of the day. Curiosity is about paying attention. It's about looking closer to what's already right here in our lives. And curiosity can lead to joy. Curiosity can lead to seeing something in a new way. Curiosity is a gift that is available to us each day. So today's episode is an invitation into this curiosity. And I hope that you can walk away inspired to not feel the pressure to be ultimately inspired every second of the day, but to just simply notice and take things in and know that that matters. We often let our minds wonder about what lies on the other side of our questions, but how often do we let our minds wander toward what lies on the other side of the window across the room? How often do we give our attention to the depths of the clouds, taking up glorious space in the sky over the clouds of worry and doubt that take up space within our minds? What's on the inside is what truly matters. But this outside world has many lessons to teach us too. Even when it comes to the things you see every day, it is always worth it to take a closer look. In the same way a child can abruptly stop walking to pause and notice an airplane flying above them or an interesting rock beneath their feet, we too can pause and be at awe of this world in the same way. We can let ourselves be interrupted by the beauty of what seems ordinary. There is so much joy, hope, and inspiration waiting in childlike wonder if we are able to let ourselves be surrendered to it. It can feel a bit childish, but maybe that's the point. Maybe we were meant to go on a journey back to when we were fully present to the moment. When we were born, we came into this world curious. We came ready to explore and learn with the senses that were available to us, even if we didn't have the words or the way to communicate it. But as we got older, the millions of little miracles that we used to discover on a daily basis start to feel like nothing more than background noise. We gave up our sense of wonder to make room for the more important grown-up things in life. But what if there was room for both? What if we could live beautiful, fulfilling lives without sacrificing one for the other? I hope that you can let the lessons of this strange and beautiful world interrupt your life in the most beautiful, grace-filled way. I hope, amidst all of your unanswered questions, you can still find time to listen to the birds singing outside of your window, or take the time to learn the hour and the minute the sun sets this time of year. I hope that when you taste the tangerine, the clementine, the grapefruit, you can marvel at life right there before you. It is rich and it is ripe. And though it may not change everything, it can remind you that amidst your fears of scarcity, there is a plentiful world on the other side of your senses. That alone is a miracle. And even though you cannot see or experience it all at once, you can begin to understand your part in it. It is far too easy to feel disconnected from this world, and as a result, disconnected from life. We are pulled into 1,000 different directions while simultaneously being pulled away from the world right in front of us. I hope that these words can spark a childlike curiosity to seek beauty wherever you are. I hope you find the richness of the unrushed life that is calling to you, and that it fills you with the hope that there is so much more for you to experience right here.